With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The annual March for Life getting underway in Washington, D.C. Correspondent Greg Clugston.
Today's march will feature Vice President J.D. Vance just days after he and President Trump were sworn into office. Pro-life leaders will address this year's theme, Life, Why We March. Organizer Jeannie Mancini says the national event will serve as a reminder of the basic truth that every life has inherent human dignity from the start. After a noon rally on the Washington Mall, participants will march to the Capitol Building and Supreme Court. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Donald Trump is in hurricane-battered North Carolina and then headed to wildfire-ravaged Los Angeles. He has sharply criticized former President Biden's administration for its handling of Hurricane Helene in North Carolina, and he suggested withholding money from California unless it changes its water policies. Also at SRNNews.com, House Republicans want to codify several executive orders signed by President Trump over the last few days, with some lawmakers saying border security and birthright citizenship should be prioritized, given the likely legal battles that lie ahead. More details from Bernie Bennett.
Since taking office Monday, Mr. Trump has signed dozens of executive orders ranging from stopping immigration at the southern border and repealing Biden-era energy policies to dismantling diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives in federal agencies. There are limitations to what a president's executive authority can legally accomplish, so several of Trump's executive orders are likely to be challenged in court. However, many Republicans are working to codify these policies to prevent them from being rescinded down the line. House Republicans are holding a conference in Miami next week to ratify their agenda for the 119th Congress. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Stocks are mixed. The Dow dropping 47 points. The NASDAQ composite is up 3. This is SRN News. Virginia Democrats want abortion up to the moment of birth.
During the presidential campaign, party leaders from Kamala Harris on down jeered at pro-life advocates over the issue of third trimester abortions, saying such things never happen. But in Virginia, the Democrat majority legislature is advancing an amendment to the state constitution that would allow abortion right up to the moment of birth. All a woman would need to get one is for a doctor to agree that it would harm her mental health not to. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge in northwestern Ohio has found a pastor guilty of criminal charges for failing to comply with the city fire code after he opened his church to let homeless people stay overnight. Bryan Municipal Court Judge Kent North delivered his verdict against Chris Abel, pastor of Dad's Place Church. He could face a $200 fine and up to 60 days in jail if he continues to let people stay in the church without the building being up to code. This is SRN News. In consumer news, if you drive a Bronco or Maverick, Ford has a recall that may affect you.
The automaker is recalling more than 270,000 of the vehicles due to a power problem that can cause them to stop unexpectedly or fail to start. Federal investigators say the problem is related to a 12-volt battery with internal manufacturing defects. The vehicles were made between February 2021 and October of 22. No reports of accidents, fires, or injuries caused by the problem. Rich Thomason reporting.
Boeing says it incurred nearly $3 billion worth of charges in the fourth quarter of 2024. That's due to lengthy labor stoppage, job cuts, and problems with a number of government programs. As a result, the Chicago-based aerospace giant says it will report a loss of $5.46 per share next week when it issues its full financial results. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.